Brian Noonan in for Steve Cochran. Steve will be back with you Monday morning. For the 38th year, the Goodman Theater is mounting their production of A Christmas Carol. For the 8th year in a row, it stars Larry Yondo as Ebenezer Scrooge. And for the 2nd year, it stars as the Ghost of Christmas Present, Lisa Gay Dixon, who joins us in the studio now. Lisa, good morning. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.
So how did you get involved? This is your 2nd year, but how did you get involved with the Goodman and the Christmas Carol?
I auditioned for the casting director, Adam Belcour, and for Henry Wishcamper a couple of years ago. And very soon afterwards, they offered me the role, and I was excited to take it.
So. It's any performance has pressure packed, but you're stepping into a production that's been going for 38 years.
Yes.
You're stepping into working with a very popular Ebenezer Scrooge, who had been going for like 6 years before you stepped in. What was the added pressure that you felt?
A lot of added pressure. Well, it's always pressure when you're, you know, a newbie coming into any situation. And I knew that A Christmas Carol was, well-liked by the city, but I was unaware of the sort of iconic status of the entire thing.
Yeah.
Until I walked on stage during the very first preview and saw the entire audience full, and I thought, oh, okay.
Yeah, people don't mess around when it comes to the Goodman's Christmas Carol.
They do not.
That is a big thing. So... You walk out, and you have quite a background in theater. This is not your first time on stage, but as you say, you walk out for that first preview, and does it take you out of the moment for a second? And you go, oh, wow, where am I?
It didn't take me out, but what it did do was help me to very quickly reassess that there was not going to be any ramping up into anything.
It's full speed ahead right from
absolutely,
the start.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And how much of the cast is carryover? Does the cast not fully change every year, but is there a lot of turnover?
Right. My understanding, last year, myself and about 5 or 6 other folks were new. And then there's a range of folks from the fabulous live onstage musicians who've been with them between a decade and longer, and then there are some other folks who've been there 5 or 6 years, and then there were, as I said, quite a few of us who were new last year. So it's really got a range of folks from, and there are a couple of new folks this year as well.
Oh, okay.
So new folks in amongst the children and one of the ghosts, and then it ranges again from 2 years like I am up to, 10 or 15 for some folks.
That is amazing. Lisa Gay Dixon plays the Ghost of Christmas Present in the Goodman Theater's production of A Christmas Carol. The show runs through December 27th. You can go to goodmantheater.org to pick up to buy some tickets, or you can call 312-443-3800. I've got to tell you, your voice is hypnotic. I could listen to you talk forever as I'm sitting here across from you. What is, and granted, I know your part, probably your favorite part of the show, but
the
show is just an unbelievable production. What is what part stands out for you the most?
I would have to say the special effects, sound, lighting, snow, moving parts, flying, all of it together creates this huge spectacle. And there were times when we were in tech rehearsals when I would try and sneak out into the audience so that I could see some of the stuff that's happening,
right,
that the audience gets to see that we don't get to see sometimes. But I think the amount of work that has gone on over the entire year because there's always something new every year, whether it's a set or costumes or lighting design, there's always something new. So there's something new and different to see every year, which is one of my favorite things about it.
So now this is your 2nd year, as
yes,
we've said. Do they tell you on the 28th that you're coming back for the next year, or do they make you sweat it out through the spring and summer and then go, hey, Lisa, yeah, you know what? We'd love to have you back.
No, there's... They don't tell you right away, but I think once you sort of get in the groove, and if you perform well, and if we all get along well, you know, one might be able to make a slight assumption. You know what it is? You're never supposed to make an assumption.
Exactly.
But, and so I did not make an assumption, and so was very happy to hear from them earlier in the year, early in the summer and late spring, about being able to come back again.
Very nice. Well, I was told that you will give us a little sampling of some of the Ghost of Christmas Present from A Christmas Carol, so I will get out of your way and let you do that. This is Lisa Gay Dixon, the Ghost of Christmas Present from the Goodman's production of A Christmas Carol.
And I'm speaking to Scrooge here. Man, if man you be in heart, cease your wicked thoughts until you have discovered what the surplus is and where it is. Will you decide who shall live and who shall die? It may be that in the sight of heaven you are more worthless and less fit to live than millions like this poor man's child.
Wow. Is Dickens' dialogue and cadence tough to learn?
I don't think so, because I'll tell you, I grew up watching a lot of PBS, and so watching a lot of Masterpiece Theater. And I also, I lived in London and worked for a very short time in my life, and so it felt like home to me, and so the speech feels like home to me, even though I'm, you know, a girl from the Midwest. I have an affinity for it, I think. So.
And it's got to be important when you're building that character. How much do you try to stay loyal to the original, the source stuff, and update it a little bit to make it accessible to newer audiences?
Absolutely. In rehearsals with the director, Henry Wishkamper, because he is a Dickens aficionado as well, we have copies of the actual text of the book there. Mm-hmm. And so we go back to it a lot and make reference to it on a regular basis. So we're always using text and that is directly from the original novella. And then the Tom Cremer adaptation, I know, moves things around a little bit, maybe, but really does stay true to not just the story, but the timeline of the story, and using the text of the actual written novel to help, uses that to create the dialogue in the script.
We've seen a lot of stories lately about performers on Broadway stopping the performance to chastise audience members for bad behavior. Now, not to single out anyone, I'm sure everyone who comes to the Goodman's production of A Christmas Carol is well-behaved and knows exactly how to act when they're going to a live theater experience. But somehow, I know that's not the case. What's been the worst behavior you've seen either last year during A Christmas Carol or so far this year?
It is a family-friendly show, so very often you've young kids there, and most recently there was a young man who was really interested in running around in the aisles and everywhere all the time, and so not just distracting us. There is a Fezziwig party, and when you can hear someone talking over
yes.
the party, you know something pretty big's going on in the audience. So there's a lot of there's on one level a lot of leeway for the kids, because it is a production that, you know, is for the entire family. Right. And then, but we've had some egregious behavior, but, you know, we keep on going. We're professionals, and the audience oftentimes polices themselves.
That's good.
So we've not had anything where we've had to stop the show.
Well, that's good. Do kids get scared when the ghosts come on? The Ghost of Christmas Present, not as scary, but pretty scary, depending.
Right. Well, again, with the wonderful sound design, it really is a sort of a surround sound kind of a moment. So there's always a few moments when you know you're going to hear some screaming in the audience, because there's going to be a huge clap of thunder or thunder and lightning or rumble of something from far off, or the sound. And, you know, the reveal of the Marley ghost is pretty fantastic. So people may be on their phones, and then they are startled and scared to get off of their phones.
Well, let's keep them off their phones. That would be the main thing if you're going to the theater. Lisa, congratulations on the second year and
Thank
the successful
so
run of the Christmas Carol at the Goodman. If you want to go see the Christmas Carol at the Goodman Theater, you should, because it's a wonderful show. It runs through December 27th. Go to goodmantheater.org to get your tickets or call 312-443-3800. There's also a box office. Sure, there is 170 North Dearborn. You can stop by there and get your tickets as well. Have a great run, and thanks for coming in. We look forward to seeing you again.
Thank you so very much.
Take care. That's Lisa Gay Dixon. She is the Ghost of Christmas Present. Go see A Christmas Carol. It will be worth your time, I guarantee. All right, we'll come back. We'll start wrapping things up here on WGN.